So when we went to public consultation in June earlier this year, we had a lot of support for the project overall, but we did have comments regarding some of the routes and perhaps the land that was affected. So as a result of that, and before finalising the preferred route for the overall link between Buncrana and Derry, we've decided to examine some alternatives in the section that links Inch Island to Fawn. Perhaps talk to new landowners, get their feedback, and then take forward the input from that and finalise the route in March, late February, early March, hopefully.
How big an impact is this likely to have on the timescale for actually achieving and delivering the Greenway?
Well, we're very confident that this won't delay it at all. As you may know, we have a deadline for completion towards the end of 2021, beginning of 2022, because of our European funding. But we're very confident that this will not affect that timescale at all.
And it's your belief that the new proposals that will be presented in February will be achievable and won't necessitate a long and protracted debate?
That would be our hope, and communication is very important. Some projects further down the country have been criticised for their lack of communication. I think that the North West Greenway Network and the two councils in particular have been very open about the potential for the project and potential routes that could be considered, hence the very wide-ranging consultation that has happened to date. And that's why we're going back out again in the new year to show potential other routes that might be considered, and we want to get people's feedback from the area and for potential users as well.